Having a criminal record can make it hard to get a job. After serving their sentences, many former convicts have a difficult time finding work. Commentator Hope Caritas says there's a way to change that.
As a human resources professional, one of the most rewarding things I do is give people second chances. Maybe an applicant with a great attitude, but not the skills they need for the job. Or someone who was fired from their last job, but seems to have really learned from the experience. But what if the person looking for a second chance is an ex-convict? It's not so simple. If a company hires someone who's been convicted of a violent crime, and he or she causes harm to someone on the job, the employer can be guilty of negligent hiring practices. The company can face lawsuits, media scrutiny, and the court of public opinion. Recently, a former employee entered a warehouse in Chicago and allegedly killed 6 people. He had a criminal record. Now the finger-pointing starts, as it always does when a tragedy like this happens. Eventually, the fingers will point at the people who decided to hire the alleged killer. When I was trained in human resources, I was told to use the jury rule when making important decisions. Before you decide, think. If the worst possible scenario happened and you were sued, would you feel comfortable explaining your actions to a jury? If the answer is no, then don't do it. For example, a company hires a convicted murderer. If that man has an altercation with another employee and that employee sues the company, how do you think a jury would rule? In favor of the injured employee who just reported to work one day and was hurt by a violent ex-con? Or for the company who knowingly hired a convicted killer? Or worse, didn't bother to check for his criminal record? Thousands of convicted felons are released back into society every day. Without jobs, these individuals will turn to crime. It's that simple. But employers can't be expected to shoulder the risk of hiring them. There should be a real incentive to hire, train, and mentor ex-convicts. That means financial incentives, like tax breaks for employers. And it means passing laws that protect employers from liability if the ex-convict breaks the law again while on the job. Otherwise, only a few companies with jobs that are hard to fill will hire ex-convicts, and we'll all pay the price. We can pay to build more prisons and house the inmates for life, or we can give employers an incentive to give convicts a second chance. Which do you think will be more expensive in the long run?
The comments of Hope Caritas, a human resources professional in Denver,